Have you ever wondered what makes some people truly exceptional? It's not their lack of weaknesses, but rather their ability to recognize and leverage their unique strengths. In Exceptional, London Business School professor Daniel M. Cable presents a revolutionary approach to personal development that has transformed thousands of lives across Harvard, Google, and major consulting firms. This book challenges our cultural obsession with fixing weaknesses and instead offers a research-backed method for identifying and amplifying your natural talents. A Wall Street Journal bestseller and favorite of business leaders like Adam Grant and Angela Duckworth, Exceptional emerged from Cable's personal battle with stage 4 lymphoma, which forced him to confront how he'd been sleepwalking through life despite outward success. His near-death experience led to the development of the Positive Method, a scientifically validated approach that has helped everyone from military officers to corporate executives discover their unique potential and create lives of authentic fulfillment. Imagine watching your best moments from yesterday on television, that insightful comment during a meeting, the encouraging conversation with your child, choosing patience over frustration with your partner. This is your personal highlight reel, showcasing your peak performances and unique contributions. Research demonstrates that reflecting on personal highlights makes people feel more authentic and distinctive, improving stamina, reducing errors, and increasing resilience. Studies at Harvard and Wipro found that participants who wrote about their personal highlights worked longer with fewer mistakes and were 32% less likely to quit their jobs. Like athletes who mentally rehearse successful performances before competitions, your highlight reel connects images of exceptional performance with actual behaviors, transforming potential into reality. Traditional self-improvement approaches often start with harsh truths about weaknesses, but neuroscience reveals this triggers defensive responses that block genuine change. When people feel threatened, they revert to old habits rather than experimenting with new behaviors. Instead, focusing on strengths creates positive momentum that motivates transformation. This strength-based approach was demonstrated in Peter Dowrick's research, where individuals who watched edited highlight reels of themselves performing assembly tasks with mistakes removed increased productivity by 15%, compared to just 3% for those receiving financial incentives. Our highlight reels reinforce strengths, build lasting confidence, and activate brain regions that release motivational chemicals like dopamine. When we reflect on our unique values rather than mundane objects, our brain's seeking system activates, releasing dopamine that makes us feel enthusiastic and excited. This doesn't just feel good, it enhances creativity and decision-making abilities. In a study conducted with Julia Lee and Fran Gino, only 19% of people could solve a creative candle mounting problem before reading their highlight reels, while 51% solved it after reading positive stories about themselves. Two powerful hidden forces prevent most people from recognizing their full potential. The first is the eulogy delay, our cultural resistance to appreciating people's unique strengths until after they've died. We rarely tell others what we value about them or ask what they appreciate in us, making it feel unacceptable to acknowledge positive qualities in ourselves and others. This resistance prevents us from recognizing our full potential and deepening our relationships, despite research showing that strong social connections are necessary for happiness and longevity. The second hidden force is transience aversion, our resistance to thinking about mortality. Most people avoid confronting the reality that life is finite, instead living as if death is optional. This avoidance leads many to treat life as a dress rehearsal, resulting in existential regret when we sense we've abandoned our potential. Alfred Nobel's story illustrates how confronting mortality can transform priorities. After mistakenly reading his own obituary that labeled him a merchant of war, he redirected his fortune toward benefiting humanity through the Nobel Prizes. Acknowledging our limited time creates urgency to align our lives with our values. When we hear how others value us, it transforms our self-perception. Often, traits we consider flaws are qualities others admire most. Ron, a student who viewed his organizational skills negatively, discovered through his highlight reel that others treasured this quality. Similarly, Tracy, who believed herself selfish, learned her network consistently valued her compassion. Breaking through the eulogy delay helps us find self-acceptance and the courage to live authentically. Many people initially resist creating highlight reels, feeling it's almost unethical to request positive feedback. Even after breaking through this discomfort, people express immense gratitude for the process. Tom, a 52-year-old consultant, initially found requesting positive feedback culturally taboo, but was deeply moved by stories from his network, especially from his epileptic daughter, describing how he helped her through health challenges. Our sense of self isn't a fixed reality, but a malleable story that can be edited and transformed. Unlike unchangeable facts like our birth date, our self-concept can be reshaped. The stories we tell ourselves, even when untrue, shape our behaviors and ultimately become self-fulfilling prophecies. Rather than having a single, immovable identity, we possess multiple selves that activate depending on context. A person might behave differently during a weekend getaway with friends versus at family dinner, or as a soldier at home versus in combat. Current scientific research views the self as composed of many faceted ideas about who we are, with different elements becoming working based on situation and intention. Our self-knowledge extends beyond who we are now to include who we've been and who we might become. These possible selves encompass both aspirational identities, the successful self, the creative self, and feared futures, the alone self, the unhealthy self. When we see others living lives we admire, we begin crafting our own lives toward that vision of our future possible self. Research with Detroit high school students demonstrates how personal narratives directly affect behaviors and outcomes. With graduation rates around 40%, researchers found that minority students' possible selves were limited by societal narratives about low achievement. Many students saw manual labor or unemployment as their only possible futures, and some even viewed academic behaviors, like asking teachers for help, as contradicting their racial identity. Our brains function like muscles, forming stronger neural connections between concepts we repeatedly pair together. This creates our working self-concept, the story about ourselves that comes to mind first and most naturally. Just as Coca-Cola has conditioned us to associate their brand with red and refreshing through repeated exposure, we develop chronically accessible self-concepts through repeated mental rehearsal. Creating your personal highlight reel involves three key components: reflecting on your proudest moments, expressing gratitude to others, and gathering stories about your best self from your social network. Gratitude is an emotion we feel when thankful, particularly when recognizing how others have enhanced our lives. It energizes us and creates an urge to give back. Evolutionarily, gratitude helped our ancestors survive by tightening community bonds through reciprocity. Though gratitude words declined in usage throughout the 20th century, with gratitude falling 55% and thankfulness 84% since 1900, positive psychology research shows focusing on gratitude improves our lives. Studies by Emmons and McCullough found people who counted their blessings reported better physical health, sleep quality, social connection, and even exercised more. Despite these benefits, we often hesitate to express gratitude. Kumar and Epley's research revealed letter writers consistently underestimated how positive recipients would feel and overestimated how awkward the exchange would be, demonstrating how the eulogy delay prevents us from strengthening relationships. To create your highlight reel, select 15 people who are important in your life: friends, family, mentors, significant others, and colleagues who know you well across different contexts. Include people from various life phases, even if you haven't stayed in close touch. Choose people whose worlds you want to brighten and who can offer diverse memories for your personal highlight reel. When writing highlight stories for others, focus on specificity and storytelling. After brainstorming a person's strengths and recalling specific instances when they demonstrated these qualities, write a detailed account starting with, "I remember a time when." Avoid generalities like, "You're so smart," and instead include rich details that make the memory come alive. After collecting at least 10 stories from your social network, give your highlight reel the respect it deserves by creating proper space and time for the experience. Allocate at least an hour and find a quiet, private place where you won't be disturbed. Many people experience surprisingly strong emotional reactions when reading their highlight reels. Tears are common, not from sadness, but from the profound impact of receiving concentrated positive feedback. After allowing the initial emotional impact to sink in, return to your highlight reel a day or two later for a more analytical reading. This time, look for patterns and themes across stories by identifying key words and phrases that appear repeatedly. For each story, distill the essence of what the writer is trying to convey about you. Create a document where you capture these core themes, which will help you recognize your unique strengths and the consistent positive impact you have on others. Your signature strengths are your unique qualities and tendencies that make up your best possible self, your superpowers. These aren't specific technical skills like accounting, but broader aptitudes for solving problems, influencing people, or building relationships. Rather than single-word traits like smart, think of signature strengths as action orientations. Not "I am kind," but "I show up for people when they need me." True signature strengths sit at the intersection of "I'm good at it" and "I enjoy it." They energize rather than drain you. Being good at something doesn't automatically make it a signature strength. The key distinction is whether performing the skill energizes or depletes you. Even exceptional abilities that drain you, like staying calm during crises, aren't signature strengths if they leave you exhausted. Reading your highlight reel creates a powerful appreciation jolt, a positive trauma that can transform your perspective, similar to how hearing your own eulogy might change your life. This experience typically affects people in four primary ways. First, contrary to what many might expect, reading praise about yourself typically produces humility rather than arrogance. People consistently report feeling humbled that others took time to reflect deeply on their positive impact. Rather than breeding complacency, these insights typically motivate people to leverage their strengths more intentionally. Second, the highlight reel reveals positive blind spots, strengths we possess but don't recognize in ourselves. Many people express surprise at discovering qualities others have valued for years that they never appreciated. Like Oscar from Stockholm, who discovered that traits he considered flaws, being outspoken and having strong opinions, were actually valued by important people in his life. Third, we often miss the profound impact of our natural strengths because they come so effortlessly to us. Like a fish unaware it's wet, we don't recognize the value of abilities that feel automatic. People are frequently surprised to learn how their small actions deeply affected others. Ava discovered her social inclusion skills weren't universal, but exceptional. Liam realized his goal-focused enthusiasm made lasting impressions. Fourth, when people get who we really are, we experience self-verification, the satisfying feeling that others accurately see our authentic selves. This creates coherence and stability in our social world. What's particularly powerful about highlight reels is how they verify even the shadow sides of our strengths, like Coma Dave's interpersonal intensity being recognized as fierce loyalty. Highlight reels are particularly effective at combating imposter syndrome, that feeling of phoniness despite high achievement. First identified by psychologists Clance and Imes in 1978, this syndrome affects even the most accomplished people, like Tom Hanks and Maya Angelou, who constantly fear being found out. The syndrome can be particularly debilitating for women and minorities in environments where they feel they don't belong. To truly transform our lives, we must regularly trigger our exceptionality by making a daily habit of using our signature strengths. This requires lasting behavioral changes, not just mental shifts. Change is physical and often uncomfortable, like writing with your non-dominant hand, awkward at first because those neural pathways aren't developed. The discomfort we feel is actually a signal of growth, much like the soreness after exercising indicates muscle development. Through consistent practice, our brains physically change through neuroplasticity, strengthening connections until new behaviors become automatic. Cable shares how his daughter developed the ability to do pull-ups through persistent daily practice over 6 months. The muscle literally wasn't there at first, but developed through consistent effort. She started with assisted pull-ups, then negative pull-ups, and finally achieved full pull-ups, demonstrating how incremental progress leads to significant change. Similarly, London taxi drivers who memorize the city's 25,000 streets develop larger hippocampal areas in their brains, demonstrating how our brains physically change like muscles when we practice. Studies show their hippocampus can grow up to 40% larger than average, proving the brain's remarkable adaptability. When we try to improve ourselves, discomfort is inevitable before new behaviors feel natural. How we interpret this discomfort makes all the difference. An achievement mindset sees struggle as failure and mistakes, making us revert to old habits to avoid embarrassment. This approach is playing not to lose and prevents neural adaptation. People with this mindset often give up when facing initial difficulties, missing opportunities for growth. In contrast, a growth mindset interprets awkwardness as evidence of learning and getting stronger, making us more likely to persevere through challenges. Those with this mindset view setbacks as valuable feedback and learning opportunities. According to research by Professor Philippa Lally and colleagues at University College London, forming a new habit takes about 2 months with steady practice. Their study followed participants trying to establish healthy behaviors like eating fruit with lunch or daily running. After tracking daily attempts and perceived automaticity for 12 weeks, researchers found participants reached a plateau in automaticity after 66 days on average. Importantly, they discovered that missing a single day didn't significantly impact habit formation, but consistency was key. The study also revealed that simple habits formed faster than complex ones, and that implementing habits at the same time each day increased success rates by 40%. The process of change requires both patience and strategic implementation. Research shows that linking new habits to existing routines, habit stacking, and creating environmental triggers can accelerate habit formation. For example, placing running shoes by the bed makes morning exercise more likely, while keeping healthy snacks visible increases their consumption. These small environmental changes can have powerful effects on behavior modification and lasting change. Life crafting involves intentionally repositioning your life around your best qualities and what inspires you. Cable acknowledges the challenge of adding new activities to already hectic schedules, but emphasizes we don't have the luxury of waiting for the perfect time to use our gifts. Life crafting starts with introducing just one strengths-based behavior at a time, allowing it to become habitual before adding another. Cable provides a structured exercise for readers to practice their strengths. He instructs them to create a practice journal, select one signature strength to focus on, and brainstorm 10 to 15 new ways to use it. Examples include setting aside time for creative pursuits if creativity is a strength, sharing optimism through community activism, taking scenic routes to appreciate beauty, or volunteering in ways that leverage one's unique gifts. Cable introduces a powerful reflective question to help readers activate their exceptional selves. Who am I being right now? This simple check-in reminds us we have choices about which version of ourselves shows up in any interaction. He shares the story of Gabriella, a consulting firm partner in Bogota who inspired the book because before learning about the exceptional self concept, she lacked language to describe or recognize when she was using her strengths and had never considered she could intentionally choose to activate her best self. Our social relationships profoundly impact our health and well-being, yet we often maintain relationships out of habit rather than intention. Cable encourages readers to examine who they spend time with and how these people affect them. Some relationships mirror back our potential and inspire authenticity, while others make us feel small or anxious. The relationship shaping exercise involves reviewing 2 months of your calendar to identify who you spend time with. Then intentionally increase time with people who activate your best self while reducing time with those who diminish you. Work crafting focuses on restructuring your job around your signature strengths, which is crucial since the average person spends over 90,000 hours, one-third of their lifetime, at work. Despite this, about 80% of employees worldwide feel they can't be their best selves at work. Rather than quitting, Cable suggests incremental work crafting to align jobs with personal strengths. While you're hired to perform specific tasks, you can find greater satisfaction by adding activities that stimulate your strengths. Charles, a sales manager who missed customer interaction after promotion, began visiting one client weekly just to connect, not to sell. Though not part of his job description, these visits energized him and unexpectedly added meaning to his other responsibilities. His genuine curiosity during these visits often led to new business, proving that using strengths can benefit both employee and employer. While you're hired to perform specific tasks, you can find greater satisfaction by adding activities that stimulate your strengths. Charles, a sales manager who missed customer interaction after promotion, began visiting one client weekly just to connect, not to sell. Though not part of his job description, these visits energized him and unexpectedly added meaning to his other responsibilities. His genuine curiosity during these visits often led to new business, proving that using strengths can benefit both employee and employer. You can transform draining aspects of your job by reinterpreting them through your strengths. Marcus Buckingham, an introvert who dreaded mingling at work events, reframed these situations as interviewing, leveraging his curiosity strength by conducting 3 in-depth conversations instead of exhausting small talk. Similarly, Southwest Airlines flight attendant David Holmes transformed monotonous safety announcements by incorporating his strengths in fun and rapping, turning a dreaded task into an engaging performance that energized both him and passengers. Your job title often defines how you introduce yourself and shapes others' expectations. Research by Cable and colleagues found that crafting a personalized job title reflecting your strengths can reduce burnout and help express your authentic self. Tim, a hospital scheduling counselor, renamed himself The Connector to highlight his empathy and relationship-building strengths. Similarly, office dance coordinator helped Teresa express her view of teamwork as collaborative movement. Finding your life's work means discovering what makes you jump out of bed each morning. The Japanese concept of ikigai combines your gifts with what you love to do and your values to create a meaningful life. This philosophy is prevalent in Japan's Okinawa, which has some of the world's longest living citizens. Ikigai represents the intersection of 4 qualities: what you like doing, what you're good at, what you value most, and what you can be paid for. The purpose of discovering and developing your gifts isn't to gloat, but to give them away, using your strengths to help others thrive and improve the world around you. Following your ikigai, your reason for being, naturally leads you to invest your energies in what fulfills you while creating positive ripple effects. These ripples can manifest in countless ways: mentoring others, creating art that moves people, building solutions to community problems, or simply being fully present for loved ones. But you must start today, as life is short. People on their deathbeds commonly express 3 main regrets: not living true to themselves, not expressing their feelings openly, and not maintaining meaningful friendships over the years. When we accept life's fragility, our focus shifts from future planning to the present moment, a phenomenon psychologists call temporal awareness. Stanford psychologist Laura Carstensen's groundbreaking research shows that awareness of limited time, regardless of actual age, enhances our tendency to process information positively and strengthens our relationships. This explains why older adults often report greater emotional satisfaction and more meaningful connections than younger people. Karstensen's own near-death experience at age 24, when her taxi crashed on a remote highway, transformed her from a directionless young adult into a dedicated scholar studying the psychology of aging. This personal trauma became the catalyst for her life's work. Her extensive research, spanning over 3 decades, reveals that connecting with life's transience motivates us to strengthen meaningful relationships and apply our best selves towards something bigger. This manifests in practical ways, prioritizing deep conversations over small talk, choosing quality time with family over career advancement, or redirecting energy toward legacy projects that benefit others. The highlight reel process creates positive trauma that brings us closer to our transience without requiring extreme experiences like near death. It serves as a gentle reminder of mortality that can profoundly shift our priorities and actions. Given our limited time, our best contributions come not from dwelling on weaknesses, but from feeling affirmed by our unique strengths, which energizes us and builds resilience for positive change. When people focus on leveraging their natural talents, whether it's analytical thinking, emotional intelligence, creativity, or leadership, they report higher levels of engagement and achievement while making more meaningful impacts on others. This is how we become exceptional, by living fully and using our unique strengths to help others. Every day offers a new opportunity to express yourself authentically and connect with loved ones, a chance to either shy away from your potential or step toward it. Small daily choices, making that phone call to an old friend, sharing your expertise with a colleague, or pursuing a passion project that could benefit others, accumulate into a life of purpose and impact. The choice is yours, and it presents itself not just once, but in countless moments throughout each day.